Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. It's time for Ask Greg, brought to you by DraftKings. And this season's in full swing. Action is still unfolding, so you need to head over to DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so many storylines across both pro and college sports, this is the time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover with risk-free Sunday betting. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, they're insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right, you bet. They cover it up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, Greg, it is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Greg. And remember, you send in your question through the app. There's a nice Ask Greg button. Or you could email me at info@ksnsports.net. And if your question is deemed the best question, you get yourself a KSN polo shirt. Are you all ready to go, Mr. Greg?
Yeah, we just have to remember to announce the winner this week, Jim.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. We'll try to do better this week, Greg, all right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, let's get to the first question. And, well, first of all, something important. I got to give a little background on this first question, Greg. I was at a little get-together Saturday night for the game. It was Halloween. It was a blue moon. Anyway, I have a credibility problem, I think. I watched the game with a couple folks, some great Penn State fans, specifically Teresa and Gene. And I showed them the app and how to ask questions. And this is the question we get from Teresa in Williamsport. She says, so I met this guy, Jim, watching the Ohio State game the other night. He says he works for this podcast. Is this true or should I be suspect?
Do I have a credibility problem, Jim? Yep, I think you do, but you are now confirmed, so credibility problem goes goodbye. I must say this, you know, you talk about having a little get-together. We were at the stadium for the game, and it was definitely strange being there. There's no question about that.
It must have been for you, Greg. Empty stadium. I suspect the press box was even a little bit limited in number of folks.
Yes, that's correct. So everything was socially distanced and everyone had a mask on. And, you know, we did what we had to do to get through game day, but it was certainly different compared to years past.
All right, let's get to the next question. So, Teresa, I hope that proves it to you that I am on this show. All right, next up is Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. He says, hey, Greg, I'm tired. So tired of watching receivers run wide open on nearly every third down in memory. I'm not a fire everyone guy, but isn't it time to examine the development of our secondary under the current defensive staff?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people have put Brent Pry's group in focus to this week following the Penn State-Ohio State game. I mean, yeah. The problem that one of the Penn State's biggest problems, Jim, is they do all of the hard work and the dirty work to get to third and seven, third and eight, third and nine, third and 10, what have you. And then they can't get home and they can't get a stop on third down. And over and over and over again, what was Ohio State? 10 of 18, I believe, on third down, 12 of 20, if you add in fourth down conversions. I mean, Penn State did the hard work on the early downs and then couldn't finish the sequence. And if they would have finished the sequence, this could have been a different ball game. So, yeah, I think that a lot was expected out of Lamont Wade and Jaquan Brisker and this corner group. And I don't know if we necessarily have seen it. And then the other thing is, Where's Keaton Ellis? I need that question to be answered. Hopefully Joe Franklin's asked about it sometime this week leading into the Maryland game, because Keaton Ellis was, I thought, one of their better corners last year, Jim. And, you know, we just haven't seen him on the field at all this year. And it's strange. He was on the sideline Saturday. I looked right at him. So it's not that he's not on the sideline.
And Cam Sullivan Brown also, I know some people have alluded to, well, there's issues going on there. But I know James Franklin has this policy. He's not going to talk about injuries. He's not going to talk about off-field issues. Wouldn't it be better if he just said, look, he's got a nagging injury? At least that gives us something.
Correct.
There's an off-field issue, a personal issue. Give us something. You don't have to get into specifics, but instead we're left asking, where's Keaton Ellis? And that just prolongs the story by not telling us anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's part of the give and take that we're all so used to with James Franklin, right? So we know that he's not going to, we know that he's not ever going to, you know, give you more information than he wants to, but it does lead to questions at times, and not always questions that anyone has answers to.
All right. Next up is Steve from Chicago. It was interesting. We just asked a question from Brad, who said he's not a fire everyone guy, but apparently Steve is. He says, Mr. Greg, I wonder where he got that from. But Mr. Greg, I don't have a question, just a statement. Fire Shiraka. He's worse than Ronnie.
I think it's a little too early to go down that route. And look, I mean, when Penn State got going in the second half, that offense looked more like what we all thought it was supposed to look like. And of course, Jahan Dotson making some huge catches was a big part of that too. But I mean, ultimately, Jim, they're down their two starting running backs. The offensive line has not progressed like we thought it would. And this offense is designed to get you running and then pop passes over the top, and they can't run the ball right now. So, I mean, negative 2 yards of rushing in the second half. I understand that Devin Ford's not Noah Kane or Journey Brown. I get that, but I just thought this rushing attack would be better. It just isn't. I mean, you can say that, well, they lost their first two or top two offensive line or running backs rather. What did you think was going to happen? But I just expected this offensive line to be better and open up more holes for whichever running back they put on the field, Jim, and it's just not happening.
Well, and the question I have on the running game is, I'm not sure it's on Devin Ford. I think Noah Kane would be more productive because of his ability to break tackles, make something out of nothing. But the key there is, if there's nothing there, as we learned a few years ago, you could be Saquon Barkley. If the defensive end is meeting you at the merge point with the quarterback, there's not a whole lot you can do. So I wonder where the creativity is in the running game. Could you get, Devin Ford the ball where he has a little bit of freedom, a little bit of open space? All right, following along that theme, let's go with AJ from Los Angeles. AJ says, offensively, it doesn't seem like it was much different in formations, calls, etc. from Ronnie. And I keep hearing how this is the best offensive line of the Franklin era. Throw out Clifford's scramble runs. I wasn't impressed with the productivity nor creativity. Is this more a product of lack of field practice due to COVID or lack of skill players to execute how us fans would like to see?
Yeah, I have an issue with the fact that it does look a lot like Ricky Ronnie's offense, doesn't it? That's how I felt. I don't know how you feel, but that's how I, there were times I was sitting there watching that game, Jim, and thinking, wait a second, who's running this offense? Who's the coach that is running this offense? Because it didn't look like what we saw from Kirk Schrock at Minnesota at times. But then the other part of this is the fact that, they're down their starting top two running backs. Their offensive line is not playing up to the standard that we thought it would, and the receivers can't get open. So it looks a lot like Ricky Ronnie's offense because it has some of those limitations built into it. So, I think we saw some creativity in the second half, but, you know, I don't need to see any more screenplays. They can't. This program, Jim, when's the last time you saw them successfully execute a screenplay? I don't know if it's ever happened under James Franklin, to be honest with you. That was a play call on the blown up 4th-and-2. They tried it a couple other times. It didn't work. They can't run it. And I don't know if it's because they can't block it or if the quarterback's unable to make the throw on time. But they have a lot of work to do to clean things up. And it starts with getting the running game going. And it doesn't seem anywhere close to being ready to go.
And you would think, as this listener points out, this is supposed to be a better offensive line. You know you have a talent at tight end in Pat Freiermuth. I know they're down a couple running backs, but Devin Ford, you know, we all saw his high school tapes. We all think he's a very talented guy. I put it on the coaching, Greg. When you see that read option where there's nothing there and they don't seem to adjust to it, it seems like especially Ohio State has it figured out. And why is it that, you know, well before halftime, my phone is blowing up with text messages saying, what the hell are they doing, Jim? Why, this running Sean Clifford, this same running game, this isn't working. Please do something else. And to all those people who texted me with that message, to their credit, in the second half, we see a very different first drive. We saw they got away from that same type of running game. It was a short passing game where Clifford got the ball out quickly and he did it accurately, and it was much different. Why did it take an entire half to get to that point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big question, Jim. I mean, they brought Kirk Schrock in to be kind of the quarterback or the head coach of the offense, rather. And I don't know if him and James are struggling to connect at certain points of the game, or if he's seeing things upstairs. That's Kirk is seeing things upstairs, and it's not being accurately relayed to Tyler Bowen, who's the offensive coordinator on the sideline, in terms of communication. Like, I don't, it's one or the other, but they are too slow with making adjustments, and it's killing them. It really is. And in year 7 of the James Franklin era, you just think things would be a little bit cleaner and a little bit better at this point. And it's just not. And I think a lot of people are frustrated by that, because you, when you watch Ohio State, you see how their guys improve year to year, both the players and the coaches. And I just don't think you're seeing that right now, Jim, with Penn State's players or coaches.
No, you aren't. Let's quickly get Lee from Mount Lebanon in. This is a follow-up from a few weeks ago. David Jones was the lone representative of the Penn Live staff at the away game at Indiana. Is this what we should expect moving forward during a normal pandemic season? I didn't know there was such a thing, but which away games on this year's schedule would you most like to attend?
Yeah, so Joe Herman, our photographer, and I will be at Nebraska, and then Flounders is going to Michigan. So Bob will be out in Michigan for that game, and then Dave's headed to Rutgers. So that's where we're at right now, Jim.
All right, very good. Greg, I promise we'll announce a winner at the beginning of quarter number 4, so stick with us.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during signup. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.